Now that we have established the need for an IFR pullback technology, it is time to introduce the IFR Scout software. As will be discussed in more detail in Module 2, the IFR Scout software release adds the capability of IFR pullbacks to the current version 3.4 IFR software. Although it might be referred to as the IFR Scout software release, IFR pullback measurements aren't the only new capability that has been added. Another new feature is the live IFR display, shown right above the current live PDPA value that physicians already use to guide their interventions. With live IFR, you'll be able to see an IFR value before you even press record. Like with other IFR measurements, the live IFR value can be influenced by contrast, saline, and other agents, so the most accurate values will be shown when you find a stable wire position, tighten the hemostasis valve, and allow the effect of hyperemia-inducing drugs or vasodilators to subside before reading the value. Another use of live IFR is to confirm that the IFR value is stable before making a measurement. Today, a physician might make multiple IFR spot measurements to confirm that the value is stable or free from influences such as hyperemia. With live IFR, they could watch the IFR value over a period of time and then make a single IFR measurement once the value is stable. The highlighting of the wave-free period is a new feature that will provide more information about the IFR measurement results. As you know, IFR is measured in the wave-free period, a portion of diastole. Highlighting of the wave-free period will provide information about why a cardiac cycle might be filtered from an IFR spot measurement or filtered and highlighted in an IFR pullback measurement. If the wave-free period highlighting does not occur in diastole, then the physician might consider making an additional measurement. One reason that this might occur is because of ECG irregularities or pacing. Making a quick IFR spot measurement and reviewing the wave-free period highlighting can answer the question about whether an ECG irregularity or pacing is impacting the IFR calculation.